You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome into MLB.com Extras. This is our Orioles edition. Tim McMaster along with Brittany Giroli, our MLB.com Orioles reporter, and Jeff Nelson. And we're here at the winter meetings on the MLB.com couch. And the Orioles, things are starting to heat up. The question all along during this offseason is, of course, the big question, will Chris Davis return to the team? Scott Boras just recently spoke. What can you tell us about that discussion?
Well, I think first off, you have to take anything you hear from Scott Boras with a grain of salt. Right. But he did say that there has been a little bit of progress with the Orioles with Chris Davis since he got here. He did say that there's no line drawn in the sand, which is a little bit different than what I'm hearing from the Orioles. It seems like the Orioles are getting a little fed up. They have this contract offer on the table, reportedly 7 years, up to $150 million. They're not going to go any higher. That's already, they feel like, the biggest contract, first of all, in organizational history. So it's a reach for them. And if they don't sign Chris Davis, they have contingency plans. So they feel like at any moment they could say, forget it, turn around, sign another guy, maybe two other guys for that kind of money, and just be done with the whole thing.
Well, what are some of their contingency plans? Where do they fall back if Chris Davis winds up going somewhere else? I mean, you look at the market for him. I don't know where he goes. You hear from, maybe the Cardinals, but you know, the Orioles have made the strongest push, but if they can't sign him, who do they go to?
Yeah, and it's interesting with Davis. He wants Mark Teixeira money,
right.
But you know, there's not that market, and the Teixeira deal didn't end up going too well for the Yankees,
no.
So it doesn't seem like a lot of clubs are willing to commit that kind of money. Now, Alex Gordon, in my opinion, is a guy who would fit in really well at Camden Yards, really good defensively, kind of fills the hole for the left-handed bat. You've heard about Justin Upton, Denard Span, all guys that they're kind of interested in. Carlos Gomez is another guy they've had continuous interest in. I feel like over maybe the trade deadline, last year's winter meetings, that name just keeps coming up. So certainly where there's smoke, there's fire. Chris Davis is plan A, and he's continuing to be plan A here in Nashville. But I think sooner or later, the Orioles are going to look and say, you know what, B and C doesn't look too bad compared to just A.
And plan B, I guess, also includes the importance of the fact that they brought in Mark Trumbo, right? Because then Trumbo becomes your first baseman, and you can look, and there's a lot more outfielders out there than there are first basemen.
Absolutely, and I think Mark Trumbo, defensively, from what I've heard, is best suited anyway at first base. He's not a very strong
DH.
Yes, I was trying to be nice. He's not a very strong defensive player,
right.
So I think ideally they'd like him at first base and then kind of fill in the outfield. And the interesting thing with Chris Davis is that he could play a really good corner outfield, and
right.
I think people are kind of surprised he's a bigger guy. But you know, I had scouts from other organizations tell me since we got here that they didn't know how well he could move until they saw him in right field this year. So certainly they could have a scenario like that, but Mark Trumbo adds a lot of power, gives them a little bit of insurance, again, if they don't sign Chris Davis.
Well, anybody that's going to go to Baltimore, they're going to hit. You know, I'd like the Trumbo trade. I think that was outstanding when Seattle gave him up, because I think he gets back to, you know, even better numbers than he had in Anaheim, which is a tough place to hit. Goes to Camden Yards, and you're going to put some production up. Offensively, it seems like they're making the right moves. How about this rotation? Not a lot of great things happened out of this rotation last year. Where do they go?
Yeah, it's a good question. Where do they go? They lose their best starter in Wei-Yin Chen. They say that they're going to try to add at least one starter and then maybe a bounce-back depth kind of guy. But really, it comes down to not necessarily who they get, because they're looking at that second, third tier. It's going to come down to those other four guys. Like, they have to take a step forward. They have to become a better rotation collectively, because I think we all know you can't pitch your number one guy every day. David Price is only seeing the mound X amount of time. So they're going to really have to internally get better and have these guys take a step forward, or it doesn't matter who they sign to fill Chen's void, they're still not going to be a good team. They scored more runs last year than they did with Nelson Cruz and Nick Markakis, which people don't really realize. They allowed 100 more runs, and that's why they weren't successful.
Chris Tillman was great 2 years ago, 2014. He took a big step back. So when it's a guy like that, is there confidence that, hey, we've seen him do it at least, he can do it again?
I think on paper there's certainly confidence, but I don't know if they really absolutely believe that all of these guys are going to take a step forward. I think you hope for the Chris Tillmans and you hope for the Kevin Gausmans, who I think still has yet to really reach his level. But you know, there's a lot of wild cards in there. What is Miguel Gonzalez? Is he what he was last year? Is he what he was 2 years ago? There's still a little bit of uncertainty with a lot of these guys. They're not really veterans. They don't have that track record that maybe other rotations do.
Well, you see the offer that you just mentioned, the offer that they have out there for Davis. You look at the free agent pitching. There's not a lot as far as in the organization maybe there is to go out and make that trade. Because a lot of times, because the ball does fly, very few pitchers want to go to Camden Yards. Even though it's a great city, I grew up there, watched the Orioles. Would they be willing, or could they be willing, to go out and sign like either a Mike Leake or a Cueto, or spend the money in that? If they don't sign Davis, or if they do, can they go out and afford to sign one of those big name guys?
Not if they do sign Davis, but I think if they don't, if they miss out, then yes, they can go, they can add an outfielder. They've got a lot of money invested right now in that potential deal with Chris Davis. You're talking about, what, $22 million a year? So I think you can certainly go out, make some moves, but it really comes down to what happens with Chris Davis. Now, I think Cueto is probably a little bit out of their reach, but certainly when you look at some of the guys in that second tier, there's some really good starters available. It's a really good free agent pitching class, and I think if you fast forward a year from now, it's not a good class. So this is a very strong group. GMs know that they really have to act now if they're going to lock up some pitching, because the future doesn't look good for next winter if your club is looking for rotation help.
One thing they have done this week, or are going to do this week, it seems like it's said, is bring back Darren O'Day, who a lot of people say is the best reliever that was available in this offseason. How important a move is that to make sure that guy doesn't get away, considering what you know you have as far as issues in the rotation?
Right. Well, it's huge. First of all, he passed his physical, which I think we can all agree is
pop champagne
is a very big deal in Baltimore. So they could announce that this weekend at their Fan Fest. But you kind of hit the nail on the head. He was the best reliever. He was a premier setup man, and he really made those games a lot shorter for the Orioles, knowing that they had Darren O'Day and Zach Britton. And people have wondered, well, will they trade Zach Britton now that they're paying Darren O'Day closer money? And no, that's not the case at all. You look at the rotation, we talked again about all the question marks. If they can shorten this game to six innings a night, they're going to do it. If they can't get out and get those starters, they're going to make sure that their bullpen is on lockdown so that they don't have those late game collapses, which, as we know, can be more detrimental than any other kind of loss.
Well, one that we haven't mentioned is Matt Wieters. He does accept a qualifying offer, so he's got 1 year there at least. You're spending all this money, all the rumors, if Davis does come back, that's $150 million you're giving this guy. Wieters is one of the premier catchers, wanted to come back to Baltimore. How do they keep him?
Yeah, that's going to be that's going to be very interesting. I think some people were shocked that he took the deal.
Yeah, I was one.
Yeah, I was too. It's the biggest yearly contract in Orioles history. So again, this offseason, they've really shown kind of a willingness to spend.
Right.
And I don't know how they're going to keep him. I think if he has a good year, it's good for the team, but it's bad because he's outpriced himself out of Baltimore. If they sign Chris Davis, like you said, then they really lock up a lot of their money. Are you going to want to keep Manny Machado? Of course you're going to want to extend Manny Machado at some point. So they've got a lot of decisions to make. And I think for Matt Wieters, this was an easy move to make. Sign in Baltimore, a place where, you know, you're comfortable, a place that's a hitter's park. Get your stats back up and then hope to really kind of cash in. And unfortunately, I think for the Orioles, if he does that, he's going to be out of their price range.
Brittany Giroli, Jeff Nelson, thanks a lot. This has been MLB.com Extras, your Orioles edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.